Okay, if you have your Bibles, please turn to Genesis chapter 22.
Please, 请打开圣经。
Genesis 22.
Okay, sorry. 创世纪22章。
We will read from verse 1 to verse 14.
我们今天要读的经文是第一节到第十九节。
I will read in English, and then after that it will be read in Chinese.
我们先用英文读，再用中文读。Genesis
chapter 22, verse 1. After these things, God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, and he said, Here am I. He said, Take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, and offer him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains of which I shall tell you. So Abraham rose early in the morning, saddled his donkey, and took two of his young men with him and his son Isaac. And he cut the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the people of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place from afar. Then Abraham said to his young men, Stay here with the donkey, I and a boy will go there and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. And he took his hand, the fire, and he took his hand, the fire and the knife. So they went both of them together. And Isaac said to his father, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. He said, Behold, the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for a burnt offering, my son. So they went both of them together. When they came to the place of which God had told him, Abraham built the altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son, and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham reached out on his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. He said, Do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him. For now I know that you fear God, seeing that you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called the name of that place, The Lord will provide, as it is said to this day, On the mount of the Lord it shall be provided.
Genesis 22:1-14. 神说：“你带上你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子以所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去。在我要指示你的山上，把他向你翻进。”亚伯拉罕清早起来，背上驴，带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒，也劈好了翻进的柴，就起身往神所指示他的地方去。 到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那地方。亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说：“你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回来，就回到你们这里来。”亚伯拉罕把翻进的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火驴刀，于是二人同行。以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说。 父亲呢？亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，火与柴都有了，但是但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。”于是二人同行。他们到了神所指示的地方，亚伯拉罕在那里筑坛，把柴摆好，捆绑。 他的儿子以撒放在坛的槽上，亚伯拉罕就伸手拿刀要杀他的儿子。 耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说，亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕。他说，我在这里。天使说，你不可在这儿童子身上下手，一点不可害他。现在我知道你是敬畏神的，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子留下不给。亚伯拉罕举目观看，不料有一只公山羊两脚扣在城里的小树中，亚伯拉罕就取了那只公羊来献为燔祭，代替他的儿子。亚伯拉罕给那个地方起名叫耶和华以勒，直到今日人还说，在耶和华的山上必有预备。
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, I pray that Lord you would help us to make sense of your word and understand it, Lord.
主啊，就求你把你的话语向我们显明。
I pray that your word will come alive in our hearts and convict us of our sins and teaches us about Jesus.
主啊，就求你的话语在我们心中活出来，让我们啊能够看到我们自己的罪。
We thank you for this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Well, let me ask you a question. Have you considered what is something that is most important to you, something that you love so much in this world?
大家想过没有，在你的生命里面有没有你最爱的，有没有一些东西对你最重要的？
It can be anything from a material possession like money to maybe even a person.
这可以是任何东西，可以是物质上的东西，或者是一个人。
Or maybe even something that you enjoy doing so much.
也许有些东西你很喜欢做。
You know, for me, I've always loved sports.
对我来说呢，我喜欢运动。
I enjoy sports, especially soccer a lot.
那么运动里面呢，我很喜欢踢足球。
So when I was growing up, I loved playing it, I loved watching it, I just loved anything that has to do with the ball.
在我长大的时候呢，我就很喜欢看足球赛，也喜欢踢足球。就是喜欢这个球啊。
So, in a sense, you know, I do everything. It's almost like, you know, I eat and drink soccer, and I sleep soccer.
那么我也就像我吃饭啊、睡觉啊，都想着这个足球。
But then, of course, you know, I was so into it that even as I was watching soccer on the TV, if my team wins, you know.It's like I'm in a great mood, but if my team loses, that's it. You know, the day is spoiled for me.
那么就像我呢，在看足球赛呢，如果我喜欢的队赢了，那我就很开心这一天；如果我的队输了，那这一天我就很开心。
And Amanda can tell you that too sometimes.
Amanda 就会有这个感觉。
But of course, this was the extent that I was into something that I love so much.
那么这也就是我喜欢一些东西呢，我会喜欢到什么样的程度
？But then begin to realize that perhaps maybe, you know, sports soccer had maybe taken over my life now.
那么我有时候就会想，也许这个运动啊，或者这个足球啊，把我的生命都全占有了。
Maybe I've made it into an idol as well.
也许我就把它当成一个偶像。
You know, the Bible it talks a lot about.Idolatry, it talks about idol worship because God is constantly reminding us and warning us to abstain from it, to flee from it.
在圣经里面讲了很多偶像拜偶像的，因为神在谆谆教导我们要脱离偶像。
That's why the first two commandments of God, you know, from the Ten Commandments, the first two commandments, it's talking about worshiping God becauseYou know, it's trying to tell you about idols, trying to tell you to refrain from idols.
那这也是我们十诫的头两诫，除了讲要我们敬拜神的话，也就是要我们远离偶像。
But of course, in your minds, in all our minds, when we think about idols, sometimes you know our minds are drawn to like statues of Buddha or statue of an Egyptian god or.Babylonian God or something like that, right?
当我们说偶像的时候，我们也许我们心中经常会有那种形象，就是说是那个佛教的佛像啊，或者巴比伦那个埃及的那些雕塑啊，那些神像。
It is true that those are idols, but there's also another form of idols that sometimes we don't realize.
那确实是那些是偶像，但是呢也有些偶像呢我们也许不注意没有意识到。
Now idols like Buddha, like a god that is made of statue and all, these are very much called a traditional idol worship.
当我们当有人敬拜这些偶像这些雕塑的，我们可以说这些是传统的偶像敬拜。
You know, I grew up in Malaysia. I was born in Malaysia. So, and in Malaysia, though it is a Muslim country, it's a country that worships Islam.
我生在马来西亚，我也长在马来西亚。马来西亚是一个我不是个穆斯林国家，但这些穆斯林呢就信奉这个伊斯兰教。
Though it's a Muslim country, yet the other three main religions.Christianity, Buddhism, and Hinduism are widely practiced as well.
尽管它是个穆斯林国家，但是基督教、佛教和印度教也有很多人信。
So if you go to Malaysia, you just go to any suburbs, you will see a mosque, a church, a temple, a Hindu temple, or a Chinese temple, all within the same suburb.
当然，你在马来西亚，你要到了一个城郊，你就可能会看见一个清真寺、一个教堂，还有这个庙，都在一起，都在那一块。
It's just like in America, you go to any suburb, you see fast food. But in Malaysia, you see different religion, temples or worship places.
就像在美国一样，在美国你到城郊，你会看见很多这种快餐店。在马来西亚呢，你看到的都是这些。庙啊，这些教堂啊，或者清真寺在一起。
So if you think about this, you know, anyone, if they whatever religion they want to go to, you know, I can just walk into this one. If I don't like this, I'll just go to the next one or something like that, right?
就像在马来西亚，他可以选择任何一个宗教。他进了这个庙，他如果不喜欢，他可以到下面一个店里去。
However, you know, in a modern society today, traditional idol worship like those are somewhat dying.
在当今这个现代社会里，这个传统的偶像敬拜实际上是越来越少。
We still see it being practiced today, but you know, and in different countries, but it's slowly being replaced by something that is more sophisticated.
尽管我们在一些国家里还能看见，但是呢，一些更精致的一些这个偶像敬拜实际上也都出来。
And it happens specifically and more so in first world countries or in very modernized cities.
特别是在这第一世界或者是非常现代化的城市里，这个偶像敬拜是很常见的。
And this is what we call by internal idol worship.
对，就是说是我们内心的偶像敬拜。
You know, internal idol worship is something internal. Obviously, but it's also universal.
这个。内心的偶像敬拜其实也是很普遍的，有很普世性的。
It happens everywhere, but it's what do you call? It's internal. It's within our hearts. We can't see it.
在任何地方都有，而且它是在我们心里，尽管我们有时候看不出来。
Tim Keller, pastor of a PCA church in America, in New York, he talks about this.The human heart is capable of taking any good things like a successful career, love, material possessions, even family, and turn them into ultimate things. And our hearts idolize them as a center of our lives because we think they can give us significance and security, safety, and fulfillment if we attain them.
有一位牧师，他名字叫听凯勒，他也就是一位在纽约的 PCA 教会的牧师。他这么说：我们人的心呢，能够把一些好的东西，比如说像事业、家庭，但是呢，会把它变成一个终极的东西，让这个终极东西呢，使得我们呢就把它成为我们生活中的偶像。因为呢，我们认为这些东西呢，能给我们带来平安。
You know, as human beings, you and I, all of us, we are the same in a sense that we cannot escape from the reality of worship, because we are made to worship.
作为一个人来说，我们是不可以脱离敬拜的，因为我们造我们的时候，我们是被造来做要敬拜。
When God created men were supposed to worship God, were supposed to praise Him and give Him glory for making men. But instead, sin entered into the garden and it corrupted men. And therefore, instead of worshiping the Creator God, men now worships the creation, the things that were made for men.
那么我们作为一个人，神造我的时候，就是要我们来敬拜神啊，来赞美神的。但是呢，罪在伊甸园进入了世界，那么我们人的心就败坏了，我们就不再敬拜神，我们倒是敬拜神所创造的那些被造物。
And if you read Romans chapter 1 verses 18 to 25, this will basically affirms what I was saying earlier.
啊，如果你读罗马书一章十八节到二十五节的话，这就是我刚才说的那一段的意思。
So as such, you know, our sinful hearts make idols out of anything we see or do. We make something that God created and elevate into a position of God in the first place.
我们这个有罪的心呢，把我们在这个世上所碰见的任何东西都可以把它当作变成一个偶像，因为啊，我们只要看见了，我们要做了，那么我们就有可能把它变成偶像了，因为我们都是有罪的心。
And so we hope that this idol can give us satisfaction and hope and love and everything that what God can only give.
我们就认为这些偶像能给我们带来满足，带来希望，而不想象神是这把这些东西给我们。
So, if you think about this, do you have an idol in your heart?
你再想一想，在你的心中有没有个偶像呢？
Earlier I gave an example of sports, which is my idol, because I loved it so much that I do everything of it. And when it doesn't satisfy me at that moment in time, something is wrong with me in a sense that I don't enjoy life anymore. I just hate things. You know, things goes wrong after that.
我刚才给你举的这个运动这个例子，这个运动在我心中就好像慢慢要变成个偶像了。如果我这个球队不好了，那么我好像我的生命就有什么问题似的。
So, we all have idols in our hearts, no matter whether you honestly believe it or not. We all have idols in our hearts.
如果你对你很真实的话，我们每个人实际上都有偶像，在我们心中都有偶像。
And today's passage is just one of an example of one particular idol that perhaps some of us may be able to relate to.
今天这段经文就是一个，也是关于一个偶像的。这个偶像呢，我们大家也许都会啊有些关系。
This is a passage that a lot of people are very familiar with. You know, especially even the children, they are very familiar with.
啊，这段经文我想大家都很熟悉，特别是孩子们也都会很熟悉的。
It is a story of God testing Abraham to sacrifice his beloved son.
也就是说啊，上帝在试验亚伯拉罕。
And if you don't know the story about this, it's basically, you know, after waiting for such a long time for a son that God had promised, you know, Abraham and Sarah, Abraham's wife, were overjoyed when Sarah was able to conceive. Abraham was 100 years old at that point in time, but Sarah was able to conceive and give birth to Isaac.
你要不知道这个故事的话，这个故事就是亚伯拉罕。一百岁的时候，亚伯拉罕和萨拉他的太太他太太总算怀孕了，他们是很开心，因为这个神的应许已经很长时间了，现在总算要有一个实现了。
You know, having waited for so long, God knows how much Isaac means to Abraham.
他们等了这么长时间，神当然也知道以撒在亚伯拉罕心中的分量。
But God also knows that Abraham must remain faithful to God.
但是神呢，也要求亚伯拉罕首先要对神忠诚。
You know, for Abraham, God must remain his first love because God made him, and therefore he wants his undivided heart to worship him.
对亚伯拉罕说，神要亚伯拉罕，你要继续爱神，第一爱神，因为神创造了亚伯拉罕，神才是他敬拜的对象。
As such, God is going to put Abraham to an ultimate test of faith to see where his heart lies.
这样的话呢，神呢就在试炼啊亚伯拉试验亚伯拉罕，这是一个终极的最试验，就是在想看他的心在哪。
If you think about it, how do you know if a person has an idol in his heart? There's a simple test to it.
这样呢，你在想你的心中有没有一个偶像呢？其实有一个很简单的试验。
Take it away and see how he responds.
就把它拿走了，就看他怎么反应。
If you think about a drug addict, right? The thing that he worships is drugs. But if you take drugs away from him, what happens to him?
你在想一个那个吸毒的人，他所敬拜的实际上就是那个毒品，真的把这个毒品拿走了，他会有什么反应呢？
So it's the same for us. If how do you know we are addicted to some sort of an idol or we worship some sort of idol in our heart? Whether if it's money, whether if it's a career, whether if it's power, or whether even if it's ourselves, we take some of these things away and see how our sinful hearts respond from it.
对我们来说是同样的，我们的偶像是什么呢？也许是我们的事业或者一些资产，如果把这些拿走了，那我们的心有什么样反应呢？
So God is going to test Abraham now. He's going to take away something that he loves most, something that he had waited for so many years. And God is going to test him and see where his heart lies.
上帝现在要试验亚伯拉罕，他等了这么长时间又这么高兴，但是呢，神呢要把这个东西在他心中拿走，就看他的心在哪里。
And in verse 2, God said, "Take your son, your only son, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah, offer him up as a burnt offering, on one of the mountains which I shall tell you."
那就在第二节里，神这么说的。你带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，你所爱的以撒，往摩利亚地去，在我所要指示你的山上，把他献为燔祭。
What do you think goes through Abraham's mind when we heard this command from God?
那么你就在想，亚伯拉罕的心里这时候会怎么想
？He must be thinking, God, are you kidding?
我会说，神啊，你在开什么玩笑
？You know, you just gave me Isaac, but now you want me to.Sacrifice him?
你才给了我以撒呀，是你给我的以撒。你现在你要让我把它献为燔祭吗
？You know, after the long wait of promise of God to be fulfilled, now this promised son is going to be taken away.
你给我的应许这么长时间了，我总算有了这孩子，现在你又要把它拿夺去吗
？But is this command of God really unreasonable?
你在想神。这个诫命是不是一点没有道理呢
？Not really. I'm going to tell you why.
实际上还是有道理，我要给你解释一下。
See, throughout the Bible, the idea of firstborn son, firstborn anything is significant.
在整本圣经里面，这个投生的儿子是很重要的概念。
Firstborn son was given twice as much of.Inheritance as the rest of the sons.
那头生的儿子将来分遗产的时候会拿双份的。
And I'm going to use this example that I've used before, Boya and Baron. Boya is the oldest son. So let's just say, you know, in the future, when it comes to inheritance in those days, Boya will get two times more than what Baron will get.
那我用大宝和二宝做例子呢，大宝是头生的，将来要分遗产的时候，大宝会得双份的，二宝只得一份。
And so this is a privilege of a firstborn.
这就是头生的好处啊。
But there's another unique feature of the firstborn.
那么头生的还有另外一个意义
，is that all firstborn belongs to God.
所有的头生的都是属于神的。
You know, in a later chapter, in a later passage in Exodus 13, verse 1, it says, consecrate to me, God said, consecrate to me all the firstborn, Whatever is the first to open the womb among the people of Israel, both of men or of beasts, is mine.
那么在出埃及记十三章一节是这么说的：耶和华晓谕摩西说，凡以色列中头生的，无论是人是牲畜，都是我，都要分别为圣，归我。
So you see here, the firstborn was a representation of the family. That's why the firstborn son will inherit more. But that also means that he, the firstborn son, would also bear the shame of the family if something bad happens.
这个头生的代表家，代表这个家族，他的遗产都是双份的。但是如果他做错事了，他会把这个家族带来很多的羞辱。
You know, in our individualistic world today, it is hard to think about, you know, how a sin of one person can affect a family, right?
在现在这个个人以代表的社会里面，我们就很难想象，哎，一个人的罪怎么带对整个家带来羞辱？
But as Chinese people, there's a culture here that I'm pretty sure that all of you can relate to, is the fact that you know, if someone in the family, a son or someone in the family, if he did something really bad, it brings shame to the entire family, isn't it?
那么作为一个中国人的家庭，我们是不是都有这个传统呢？如果家里一个人犯了错事，整个家人，整个这个家里面都有羞辱。
So in this sense, it is almost similar that the firstborn bears the shame of the entire family if sin is within the family.
也就是说，如果这个家有人啊犯罪了、犯错了，这个长子是要啊得特别蒙羞的。
Do you remember what happened to the Egyptian firstborn when Pharaoh sinned before God? Pharaoh refused to obey God.
你还记得这些犹啊？不是这些埃及。埃及这个那些头生的孩子们，当这个法老他不遵守神的话，违背神的话的时候，什么事情发生在这些长子身上吗？
God killed them all.
神杀了他，杀了他们。
The lives of the Egyptian firstborn were forfeited for the sins of the nation, for the sin of Egypt.
埃及家中的长子被击杀，是因为他们整个埃及这个国家都在有罪。
And because of sin in the family, God requires the lives of the firstborn. And notice that God did not ask Abraham to murder his son, but rather to put him up as an offering for the atonement of sin.
因为家里的人都有罪，所以神要求亚伯拉罕把他的长子献为燔祭。但是没有叫亚伯拉罕杀他的孩子。
You know, murdering and offering up for sin is a totally different thing.
你要想，这个谋杀和把他献为燔祭是两个截然不同的意思概念。
And notice also that Abraham did not say, "No, I will not do it," or "No, God, you're not unfair. You're very unfair."
你再注意一下，亚伯拉罕没有说，神呐，我不会做。或者神呐、啊，你这太不公平了。
Why do you think that?
你想想，想过没有？他为什么这么做
？Because he knows that he was a sinner.
他知道他是有罪的。
Because he knows that it is right for God to take the lives of the firstborn for himself to be offered to him because of sin.
他也知道，因为我们有罪，神是有权利要让我们把我们的头生的啊献为燔祭。
As much as he hated it, or as much as it pains him, he knows that God had the right to do it.
也许他很痛苦，他也很这件事，但是他知道神是有权利要求他这么做。
As such, you see, God's command is not sadistic or unreasonable because Abraham and his family owe God the debt of sin.
这里神的诫命不是啊没有道理的，也不是虐待狂的，因为亚伯拉罕跟我们都是人，都是有罪的。
See, God is holy.
因为神是圣的。
But God is also a God of grace.
但是神也是蛮有恩典的。
Isaac, the firstborn son, must be offered. But Isaac is also a fulfillment of God's promise in Genesis 3:15 and Genesis 15.
以撒是要作为先祭献上的，燔祭献上的，但是呢，他也是神应许的结果，就像在创世纪15章那么说的。
So how can a holy and just God be also a gracious God to fulfill His promise of salvation? How is that possible?
那么这怎么可能呢？就我们的神又是有圣洁公义的，但是我们神又是满有怜悯恩典的，在以撒这件事上怎么显明呢？
Abraham did not know how, but he was obedient to God's command.
亚伯拉罕心里不知道，但是呢，他是顺服的，他顺服神的诫命。
And verse 3 tells us that Abraham rose early the next day, and he took two of his servants with him and made all the necessary preparation for this burnt offering, for this sacrifice.
我们知道亚伯拉罕清早就起来了，带上两个仆人和以撒，也把所有献燔祭的东西都准备好了，就起行。
You know, then he told his servants to stay behind as he continues this lonely journey up to the mountain with his son.
然后呢，后来他又告诉他的仆人说：“你和驴，你们和驴在这等，我和这个童子单独的到那个地方去拜。”But
if you see, I want you to look at the passage and see there was an astonishing phrase that Abraham said to his servants as he was walking up.
当亚伯拉罕慢慢走过去的时候。
Abraham told his servants to stay behind while Isaac and him will go to the place and worship. And he said that we will come again to you. What does it mean?
这有什么意思呢?
Did Abraham believe that they would return? He and Isaac would return.
亚伯拉罕相信他和以撒会回来。
Yes, he did.
他确实是这么相信的。
You see, this is not blind faith because Abraham didn't try on his own account to solve this, and then when all else fails, then I trust God. This is not blind faith at all.
这不是一个迷信，不是说。 亚伯拉罕先自己用自己的力量，自己的办法先去试好多东西，到最后了，都不行，再回神这边说，哎，神呐，我来听你。He
had faith in God right from the beginning.
他对神的信心是一开始就有的。He
may not know how is God going to do it, but he trusted in the holy and yet gracious God to do the right thing.
他不知道，他一开始确实可能不知道神会怎么做，但是他知道神是公义的，神也是蛮有怜悯的，他就把所有的信心都放在了神上。So
Abraham trusted in God and had faith despite being tested to the very age of his obedience. And as Isaac was bound and laid on the altar ready to be sacrificed, God did something.
神在试验亚伯拉罕，确实是在终极到临界点的那种试验。 他把以撒绑在放在那个献燔祭的柴上，他要杀以撒的时候，神做了一件事。So
you see, just when Abraham reaches out his hand and took the knife to slaughter his son, the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham, do not lay your hand on the boy or do anything to him, for now I know you fear God." Seeing that you have not withheld your son, your only son from me.
这里亚伯拉罕，他把鸡坛也筑好了，柴也摆好了，把以撒也绑好了，就要拿刀杀以撒的时候，耶和华的使者从天上呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕，你不可在这童子身上下手，一点不可害。” 现在我知道你是敬畏神的，因为你没有将你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，留下不给。
So from then, Abraham knew that this was a test from God. And as he lifted up his eyes, he saw a ram caught by his horn. And he took it and offered it as a burnt offering, as a substitution offering, instead of Isaac.
这时候呢, 亚伯拉罕就知道了, 这是神给他的一个试验。 那么亚伯拉罕呢, 就去目光看, 看见了有一只公羊, 啊, 两个脚扣在稠密的小树中, 亚伯拉罕就把那只公羊取来杀了, 向于犯祭, 用这个公羊代替他的。
So you see, this test of God prevented Abraham from falling further into deep idolatry because he knew that Abraham now fears God.
这个试验实际上在帮助亚伯拉罕，使他没有在这个偶像敬拜上犯罪。
Why did God first test Abraham? Why?
我们在想，神为什么要试验亚伯拉罕呢？
Because he knew very well that this son, this precious son, Isaac, is a stumbling block, is an idol in his heart.
因为他知道这个宝贝儿子，这个以撒这个宝贝儿子，以撒这个宝贝儿子是亚伯拉罕心中的偶像，很有可能成为他的一个绊脚石。
And God had to do what he did to protect Abraham's heart.
神这么做是为了保守。
Now let me quote to you what Tim Keller said again. He says, Isaac was a wonderful gift to Abraham. It was a great gift, but he was not safe to have or to hold until Abraham was willing to put God first.
这里呢，再用这个Tim Keller的牧师的这个话，亚伯拉罕是神，以撒是神给亚伯拉罕一个很好的礼物。 这个礼物呢，他不能够得到，不能够很好的得到，如果亚伯拉罕没有把神放在首位的。What
about us? Do we have something that is hurting our relationship with God? Is our heart set on something, on a particular idol that we need to deal with?
对我们来说，我们的心又在哪里？我们有没有偶像？我们应该怎么做？
Or are we putting our hope and satisfaction in something or someone other than God?
我们是不是把我们的满足，我们的希望放在另外一个东西，这个东西而不是神？
If you think about this in a general way, what is the cause for all the problems of this world?
再想一想，普遍地说，这个世上所有的问题根源在哪里？
It's idolatry.
都是拜偶像。
It's the worship of idols.
就是我们在拜偶像。It
always starts that way.
都从这里开始。When
we put our hope in anything, we literally follow the commands of it. We are enslaved by it.
如果我们把我们的希望放在一个偶像上，那么我们就成为这个偶像的奴隶了，我们就听他的诫命。Let's
say let me use an example. If money is the center of our universe,
如果我们说 钱是我们的宇宙中心了,
we will do anything, whether if it's legal or illegal, to gain more money, just because we worship money, because money has become an idol in our hearts.
如果这个钱是我们心中的偶像, 那我们就会做, 一切事, 用一切的手段来挣更多的钱, 不管这个手段是合法的还是不合法的。
And if we put our hope in love, if let's say love is the center of the universe,
如果你说,
we will do everything to satisfy this person that we love so much that we will literally die for them, that we will literally just worship the person.
那么我们就会敬拜这个人，我们会做一切事使得这个人得满足。
But what happens when love fails us?
但是如果爱情不能使我们满足呢？
We have no hope anymore.
那我们就没有希望了。We
lost the will to live.
我们就不想活了。And
maybe, you know, we commit suicide.
或者自杀。And
another example is if we put, let's say if our son, you know, I'm going to be a father very soon, and this is still a, you know, something that I'm still trying to understand and accept. But if you think about this, you know, my son could easily become my center of a universe.
在想你的儿子，我现在啊，我将来我马上就要作为一个啊父亲了，那我的儿子将来是不是我的偶像呢？那也是我在考虑的一件事。
And Amanda and I, we talk a lot about it, like how do we, you know, teach our son? How do we take care of our son so that it may be glorifying to God? That's something that we, you know, even though I'm supposed to be a pastor, I'm supposed to know all these things, but yet it's not.
尽管我可能是个牧师，但是我对这个教育孩子这个，我和 Amanda 我们两个还是有很多的分享，我并不是很清楚啊，我们怎么能够让他将来能够成为一个荣耀神的人呢？我们还是要有很多的要学的功课。
So if we put all our hope, let's say, if both of us put all our hope in our son, you know, we would either spoil him because we don't want to disappoint him, right?
如果我们把我们所有的希望都放在我们儿子的身上的话，那么我们就有可能很溺爱他啊，那把他因为他是我们的偶像。
Or if we love our son so much, we would be so strict with him because we want him to be perfect. We want him to be the perfect son.
或者呢，我们就会我们很爱他，也许我们就对他很严格，因为我们想他成为一个完美的儿子。
Both are equally bad.
那么两头其实都是错的。
Because both are a form of idol.
这两个做法都是把我们的儿子当偶像。
So as you see, you know, I'm just giving you three examples, but there are plenty of other examples. As I said earlier, an idol can take form in any fashion.
我可以再举很多的例子，这里只是讲偶像可以有很多的形式，也很多的样式。
So you see, in this story, God knew Abraham's heart and where it lies, so He tested him.
在这个故事里面，神知道亚伯拉罕的心在哪里，神就试验他。
It was harsh, no doubt, but it was necessary.
啊，不过这确实是很让人伤心的，但是呢，也是必须的。
But there's another aspect of this story that is so important because this is the key to show us how to fight idolatry.
啊，这个故事还有另外一面，这个一面是我们要战胜偶像的一个钥匙，请大家注意了。
You know, we already talked about this. When Abraham was asked to offer up Isaac, he didn't say, okay, I can do it. But rather, he said, I don't know what is God going to do, but I will trust him.
当神要求亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候，亚伯拉罕可以说，好吧，那我就这么做吧。但是他说的是，我不知道神要怎么做，但是我相信神。
And how did God save Isaac?
啊，神又怎么救了以撒呢？
By providing a substitution.
又给了一个替代品。
It's not that God said, no, forget about all the sins, you know, you don't have to offer anything up to me. No, God is still holy. He still requires sin to be paid. But he offered a substitution.
啊，神也没有说啊，算了，你们的罪都没事了。但是因为神是圣洁的，神是要求要有翻祭的。
What was the substitution?
但是这里呢，就有一个替代品。这个替代品是什么呢？
It was a ram, an animal.
就是那个公羊，一个动物。
You know, this becomes a key in future passages where God said that you know, although all firstborn sons belong to Him, now they can be redeemed by the sacrifice of animals.
这里就大家注意，将来我们的罪要得赦免，也是神献上了一个儿子。
That's why when you see Israel became a nation of their own, they have their own priests. They offer up animal sacrifices so that this way is so that it takes the place of the firstborn son that was supposed to be offered up.
从这个故事里延伸出去呢，这就是以色列人为什么开始有祭司，为什么要献牲畜，因为这个牲畜就能替代他们犹太人的头生的孩子啊，把他们的罪得赦。
But let me ask you, can animal sacrifices, can the blood of animals really take away sin?
那我现在在问你，这牲畜的血是不是能把人的罪带走呢？
No.
不是的。
That's why years later, many, many years later.
这就是说，这也是为什么很多很多年以后。
Another son was offered up.
又有一个儿子啊被献的。
Many, many years later, another son was offered up, but only this time, there will be no saving for him, there will be no substitution for him.
很多年以后又有一个儿子被献祭了，但是这一次倒是没有替代的。
This son that is offered up is the substitute.
其实这个儿子是替代其他人。
And this substitute is Jesus, the Son of God.
这里就是耶稣基督替我们死了。
And he was offered up for the sins of the people.
他是神的儿子，他被献上了，因为我们众人的罪。
And only Jesus can fulfill this role perfectly because no animals or no human beings can do it.
只有耶稣才能做这件事，所有的动物任何人都不能做的。
And it pains God, you know, to see, to allow his son, Jesus, his only begotten son, to be sacrificed for his people.
那么这件事实际上跟神带来了很多的痛苦，他在看他的独生爱子在十字架上为我们受死流血，很多痛苦。
All of you who have sons or daughters probably can relate to this.
你有孩子的人，你肯定跟着很有感动。
We'll do everything to protect our own children.
我们为了我们的儿子，我们可以为了保护我们的孩子，我们可以做任何的事情。
So you can imagine how much it pains God to let go of His own Son to be sacrificed for everyone else, for the sins of the people.
这里你也可以感受到神的痛苦，神让耶稣为我们受死，那对他带来多少痛苦。
But it pains God even more to see His people being enslaved by sins, by the idols of this world. That's why He did it.
但是神看着世人，世人都有罪，世人的罪，这是神更痛苦。这也是神为什么允许、许可耶稣基督为我们受死。
There is no other choice because God is holy and God is also gracious.
神没有任何一个选择。我们都有罪，但是神是圣洁的，是公义的。
That's why in Romans 8:32 it says, He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also be with him graciously give us all things?
这就是在罗马书8:32这么说，神既不爱惜自己的儿子为众人舍了，岂不也把万物和他一同白白的赐给我们吗？
But so as you think about this, you may ask, how does this help me with my idolatry problem? How does it help me with it?
那么现在你回想一下，那这段经文对我们不拜偶像这个觉知又有什么用处呢？
You see, when you begin to see the reality of how much God gave up what He loved so much to redeem you from your sin, it must change you. It will change your heart when you begin to see this thing that is most precious to God was given up for you. It will change you.
当你看到神最宝贵的东西，他都舍了，他给了我这件事，他把耶稣献上来替代我们，这一定要把你的心震撼，你的心应该有所改变。
You know, the reason why we hold on to our idols, the reason why we worship all these other gods, all these idols in our hearts, it's because we do not see the magnitude of God's love for us, for His people.
我们拜偶像，我们不敬拜神，是因为我们看不出神对我们的爱，神对我们的大爱。
You know, to fight idolatry is not just, okay, I stop worshipping money, I stop worshipping love. It doesn't help you fight anything.
如果你仅仅说，啊，那我现在就不敬拜钱了，或者不敬拜爱情了，啊，这并不帮助我们什么。
Because if, let's say, if you take away, if your problem is money, if you take away the problem of money, your heart still needs to worship something. What does it go to next? Maybe it goes to family. Maybe it goes to sports. Maybe it goes to my own self. I begin to worship myself.
如果我们的心原来是有 啊，钱的，钱是我们的偶像，把钱带走了，那我们的心怎么办呢？我们的心还是要敬拜一些东西呢，也许就家庭了，也许是我自己了，那么我现在我自己就是我的偶像。
See, when all these idols begin to fail in your hearts, you must realize that there's only one thing that can fully satisfy, there's only one thing that does not disappoint.
你的心还是要被这些偶像被填满。在这时候你才说哦，那我的心怎么样才会得满足呢？
So the only way to fight idolatry is to begin to savor and to love Jesus and to understand the magnitude of him dying for you and what it meant. You know, he did not hold on to himself but gave up himself for you.
我们抵挡这个拜偶像的罪唯一的解决办法就是把耶稣放在我们心中。
So you see, idols are burdensome. They enslave you. They become a trap for you. Once you start, it continues and goes on and on and on to a deeper level.
偶像是个罪，它会把我们变成奴隶，让我们在这个罪的越陷越深。
But Jesus came to set you free from it.
但是耶稣来，耶稣把我们拯救，把我们解放。
So, one last thing, you know, in order for us to fight idols, again, we must value Jesus as being more precious than anything of this world.
最后，我们要抵挡拜偶像的罪。
Let me end with a last quote from Tim Keller.
我们必须要把耶稣看成最宝贵的。最后呢，我再还是用这个 Tim Keller 说的这句话来结束。
You know, he said that.You do not realize Jesus is all you need until Jesus is all you have.
你看不到耶稣是你所需，所有一切所需的，直到你懂得耶稣是你所有的一切。
This means that you can go on and worship whatever you want out there, but you will quickly know that none of these things can fully satisfy you. They all disappoint you after a while.
这也就是说，你或许你还继续去拜偶像，但是你要知道，这些偶像最终不能给你带来满足，它会使你失望。
But Jesus does not.
只有耶稣才不会使你失望。
Let's pray.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time. We ask that you would help us to think about the idols that is enslaving our hearts.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你赐下这美好的时间。也感谢你的话语，让我们知道偶像在捆绑我们的心。
And I pray that you will make us realize this and help us to be able to offer it up to you, knowing what you have done for us.
神呐，就求你把我们的心门敞开，把我们的心献给你，让我们知道你为我们所成就的。
Help us to be able to.You know, be able to offer up the things that does not last and seek for something that gives us everlasting satisfaction.
让我们把那些不能长久的事放弃吧，让我们紧紧抓住那些永久的事。
We thank you for this, Lord. We just ask that you continue to teach us from your word and continue to help us to love and savor Jesus more and more each day.
主啊，我们再次感谢你，感谢你啊，求你赐下。你可以让我们每天有更加的爱情来面对。
Thank you for this, and we ask all this in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.